It was interesting, this morning's Bhagavatam class, where this term is there, that Shakshad Avatirna Prita Maharaj is the topmost amongst Shaktavishavatars. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explains that he has all the six opulences in full, which is interesting that the jiva, or at least as much as a jiva can have, they're empowered in him. And this concept of empowerment is, it's interesting in the realm of avatars or incarnations, Shaktavish avatars being one type, that there's a particular Shakti or potency empowered in one of two types of incarnations, either a jiva or a expansion of Lord Vishnu, who's particularly displaying some potency. In this case, Prithu Maharaj is the potency of ruling, just like Lord Ramachandra being the ideal king. Empowerment is there everywhere. Srila Prabhupada points out that every living entity has some type of empowerment. A lemon tree has the empowerment to produce something very sour and full of vitamin C. You can't do that. You can't bring out of the ground and in touch with the sun and the earth, you can't produce lemons. But a lemon tree can, because it's given a particular type of shakti. Yad-yad vibhuti-mat sattvam shrimad urjit vayivala. So everything, every living entity has some type of potency, even inanimate things, or call it inanimate, like a planet. It's moving around at 25,000 miles an hour. You can't do that. Excuse me, it's rotating at that speed per day. But it can. It has the potency. A bird can fly. Humans need airplanes to do so. So special Shakti, special potency is there. And the question is, what do we do with that potency? Shakta Avesh. Actually, Shrimat Urjit Vaivava. Krishna says, this is all coming from me. So the potency that comes, it comes from Krishna, and we're given for a particular purpose. You receive something with a purpose to use it. You receive the Shakti, as in the case of Prithu Maharaj, and because he is a eternally liberated soul, and therefore he perfectly uses that potency for the purpose that he's been given it. We see that great potency can bewilder even great personalities. You know, there's this English saying that power corrupts an absolute, power corrupts absolutely. Lord Brahma's given the power to create, and he has such extraordinary intelligence and quality, still he became bewildered and challenged Krishna's position. Even more elevated empowerment is within the Shaktavish avatar Lord Parashuram. Lord Parashuram was empowered to chastise the Kshatriyas who'd strayed from the path of Dharma, and to again reestablish the pure Kshatriya line. But when he heard that Lord Ramachandra was going from Mithila to back to Ayodhya, then he came to challenge him. In other words, he got so much absorbed in himself that he lost sight of the person from whom actually his empowerment came, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Ramachandra actually then withdrew and took away all of Lord Parashuram's power. And to some degree or another, everyone has some particular empowerment. A Mozart to compose classical music, one person to preach, another person is a mathematical genius, so someone is very beautiful. That power is there, but what do we use the potency that we've received? And we've all received a potency that's common to all of us. And what is that? We received intelligence. And our intelligence that we've received would particularly be given to use that to understand ourselves, to understand this world, and our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we don't use our intelligence for that, then it's misuse of intelligence. So Srila Prabhupada would use that phrase. And we misuse our intelligence to exploit the material energy. And we see that no matter, therefore, how intelligent people are, when they use their intelligence for what it's not meant for, then they're unintelligent. Even though the resource may be there, but used for the wrong purpose, it's as good as it's not there. In fact, it's better that it wouldn't be there. Therefore, the main business of human form of life, special intelligence that we've received, is God realization. And we're not meant to use our intelligence to keep inventing newer and newer ways of exploiting the material energy, which means that we have less and less time for self-realization, but to keep life simple, to keep life at a minimum, to just meet the bare necessities of life, use our intelligence, how to feed ourselves, how to clothe ourselves, but minimal. Yes, we should just maintain our own quota, not any more than that, and then use whatever little intelligence. We think we've got a lot, but Bhagavatam's already warned us, manda, sumanda, manda bhagya, actually what you've got is very little. It's just barely enough, or just enough, to ensure self-realization in this age if you apply yourself. So later Bhagavatam then says, sumedasa, people who are using their good intelligence, then they'll engage in yagyai sankirtana, prayer, and chanting the holy name of the Lord. So we should ensure that we keep our intelligence for that purpose, that we don't misuse our intelligence, we don't misuse the empowerment that we be given, because to the degree that we do, if we go above our quota, then that will take away our ability to understand spiritual values and spiritual things. How many times you must have had experience, and Srila Prabhupada says they don't even have the intelligence to understand that they're not this body, because they're so absorbed in material way of life, it's just a limited resource, intelligence, and if you use 99% of it for sense gratification and for facilitating sense gratification, 1% just isn't enough to even understand that you're not this body. And I remember this one meeting that we had once. Meeting was actually a debate between myself and a scientist, I think, who was a physicist. And this person was really a cartoon figure. He was the prototype mad scientist. He looked like one. He dressed like one. He spoke like one. He smelled like one. And he responded to one of my points when I said that the real business of science is to understand who we are. And for me, it was sort of like a really famous quote where he says, "For me, this question of who I am has absolutely no meaning. I can't even understand what it means." So, what Srila Prabhupada said, that people just lose their intelligence. He couldn't even understand, who am I? What does it mean? Because he's given a great intelligence, but he's not using it for that. He's using it for something else. So we've all misused our intelligence coming here into this world. Krishna bahir mukha hona bhogya vanchakari. We figured, here's the world, we're empowered, I can become an enjoyer, I can become an Ishwaraham. I can use my intelligence to facilitate my sense gratification. That's usurping the potency that we've been given. So we should keep it to a minimum. All of our intelligence, just to simply understand Srimad Bhagavatam, just to simply understand Krishna, that in itself is already a challenge. So don't misuse your empowerment. Use your body, use your intelligence, use this human form of life for the business of humans, not for the business of the animals, not for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And especially now that we've come to Krishna consciousness, try to keep the necessities of life to a minimum so that we actually do justice to the wonderful opportunity that we've had. And once again, in the final phase of our life, having actually had the opportunity to understand Krishna and go back to Him, that we don't misuse this opportunity. And once again, show our ingratitude towards Krishna. This ingratitude is a really horrible thing. It's a horrible quality. Use your human form of life. Use your good intelligence for what Krishna gave it for. Use it to understand Him. Anyway, Hare Krishna, that's it for now. I'm laying here. This is my new sadhana. I try to lay down every spell, after every spell of sitting up, maybe after every hour or something, lay down for 10 minutes, and I'm going to sit up and do puja. And I'm going to go back and see the doctor, and he's going to poke me again in the spine. Be careful what you do with your body, because trying to fix it may be more painful than the problems that we cause by neglecting it. Hare Krishna.